Are you actually talking here? You are talking in this one?
Yeah.
That's what you're next door.
Oh.
You expect to be talking here?
Yeah. This.
I think you must be then in my wrong room. Yeah. You must be in the correct track.
I'm in the wrong room.
Yeah. It's not the one I expected you to be in. Yeah.
Hybrid is here. Is in C.
Yeah. Do you know where your... Do you know where yours is?
I do not know. We'll find out.
It's in the directory.
Mura.
You want to bring it up?
Yep.
Okay. So next on our on the menu is Ashit Bora, who is the co-founder and lab director at Acumen Security. Before founding Acumen, Ashit led the FIPS and CC certification team at Cisco. This seems to be a Cisco afternoon.
Yeah, it seems that way. I was thinking about that sitting there.
He's active in CMUF, I don't think I'm lying in saying that, and in the Common Criteria User Forum, working on dealing with cryptographic testing for the most part. In his talk, he will explain to us that we should stop doing grunt work.
Maybe.
Oh, the key to effectively executing multiple certification efforts.
Yeah.
Sorry, there was a part two. Yeah. Please welcome Ashit.
Thank you. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for spending the next, 20 or so minutes. I'll try and get it done on time so that everyone can go on their break, networking break, or go get coffee. So this presentation is born out of life experiences. As you say, you're a function of the experiences that you go through. And in my past life at Cisco, we had to run, we did multiple certification efforts on the same product again and again. And it was, the team and I realized that there were inefficiencies in how we were doing stuff and how we were interacting with the labs and how the labs were doing certifications. Each certification effort on the same darn product would be treated as a completely new effort, which is painful, which makes everyone go crazy, and none the least the product teams, because the product teams say, okay, you just came to me to do this certification, now you said I have to zeroize keys in a certain way, now you're coming back and now I have to zeroize keys in a different way. Come on, get your act together. So this presentation is born out of those life lessons that I hope you can take away from and make your life that much easier. So we'll define the problem set. We'll define why it is problematic to try and align certification efforts, but what you can do to achieve at least some of the efficiencies that you can gain. And there have been changes in the certification standards, particularly common criteria, using evaluation, using protection profiles, that borne itself to a lot of efficiencies between FIPS and common criteria efforts. I'll give that as an example. Your mileage might vary depending on which certification efforts you go with, whether you do an EL evaluation versus a protection profile evaluation, but there definitely are efficiencies to be gained. So why align? So this is a menu of certification efforts that you might have to go through, especially if you are a US vendor trying to tackle the US federal market. So FIPS, in a sense, is considered as table stakes. Anywhere you want to sell into the US federal government, you need to have FIPS. After that, it goes into the national security space. When you're in national security space, you need common criteria. There's a newer standard called Commercial Solutions for Classified, CSFC, which derives its assurance from FIPS and common criteria. Then you have UCAPL, everyone's darling. This is the United Capabilities Approved Products List, which if you want to sell into the DoD, mind you, different from selling into the national security space, you need to be on the UCAPL list. And then sitting on the side somewhat is the IPv6, USGV6 certification effort. So any given product, if you want to try and cover majority of the US public sector, federal, as well as national security space, these are the certification efforts that you need, each and every product of yours needs to go through. It's no mean task. Anyone who has gone through this, you know what I'm talking about, how difficult it is to start on a certification effort, complete one certification effort, and now we have to do four or five of these on the same product. So why would you align? Well, first of all, market dynamics and market needs, as we talked about. The efficiencies to be gained, which I'll get into. The third bullet is pretty important. If you do your certifications sequentially, you're going to be in a continuous recertification effort. FIPS takes 1 year. Common criteria takes 6 months. Requirements change between the time you finish FIPS and you kicked off common criteria. So now you have to go back and redo FIPS. Then comes UCAPL, then comes CSFC, then comes USGV6. So you're going to be in an endless certification cycle. It's great for job security, but hey guys, there's a bit better way of doing this. So we talked about timelines. I guess these are average timelines right now. The FIPS, for the most part, has gotten down to 12 months based on what we are seeing. Common criteria, although NIAP would love to see 90-day evaluations, what really happens when you add on the pre-work that you have to do, the post-work you have to do, it's anywhere between 6 to 9 months, if not more. CSFC works great. Once you have common criteria, then you have CSFC, as long as you considered CSFC when kicking off your common criteria evaluation effort. And UCAPL, too long. Don't do it. Then there is a feature development timeline. So now you have the certification timelines to deal with, and then developing features, making bug fixes, etc. So let's say you did a gap analysis in FIPS, and it came up with, I'm being charitable here, one bug and one feature request. Well, depending on what the bug is and what the feature request is, it might take X amount of time. Then you did a gap analysis on common criteria. It came with its own set. Then you see APL. So now you not only have to consider how long it will take to certify a product once you get it into a lab or get it to a consultant, you also have to consider how long your product teams are going to take to make the changes that are required to make a product compatible with the certification standards that you are targeting. Budget considerations. I mean, money does not grow on trees. Every time you decide to do a certification effort, you are eating into your CapEx as well as your OpEx budget. You're eating into resources. You're eating into budget that could have been allocated to create that new feature. So there are budget considerations. As you tack on more certification efforts, your budget skyrockets. And then you have to manage multiple teams. Even with automation, even with the experienced staff, it is not easy. You have to, if you handle certifications for your company, you not only have to manage your internal teams, your product teams, you have to manage your sales team, manage their expectations, and manage your external vendors, your consultants, your labs, and the schemes, and the government entities. So takes a lot of effort. And again, when you're doing multiple certification efforts, each of them have different ways of doing things. So you're managing all of that. So is it worth the effort? Should you even try to align efforts? Or should you just be resigned to the fact that you're not going to be able to do it, you're going to do it sequentially, you'll do a best effort and be done with it. So I'm giving examples of FIPS and common criteria because that's what I know best, and they align well, especially common criteria under the protection profile-based approach. These are two sample timelines for a part of the evaluation effort for FIPS and common criteria. You'll see that there's a lot of commonality. Sorry, the slides are a bit messed up. No, as a lab, you do full product reviews. You do testbed setups. You do documentation reviews. You do verification testing. So there's a lot of commonality that you can leverage. So where are the efficiencies to be gained? Entropy. Everyone loves entropy. Now, common criteria under protection profile-based approach was one of the vanguards in looking at entropy. It's the same set of requirements have come in FIPS. You should not have to write entropy assessment report twice. You do it once, and you should be able to use it for both efforts. Product setup configuration. Take a networking product. Any configuration you do for FIPS, you'll have to do it for common criteria. Anything you do for common criteria, you'll have to do for FIPS. You should not have to ship multiple sets of your products to a lab. It's the same darn product that is being evaluated. You should be shipping one version. They should be able to set it up in a way that you can get both FIPS and common criteria testing done. Common criteria, especially under the NIAP protection profiles, has a heavy focus on crypto. It derives a lot of its crypto requirements from FIPS. So you should be able to do it once and get done with it. Be careful, though. You might have heard the infamous NIAP Policy 5 letter, which is more restrictive on algorithm testing than what FIPS allows for. And it went into Kelvin's talk about, you know, how many operational environments you have to test on. So when you're trying to gain efficiencies, you have to be careful about the intricacies and the edge cases. Another one is key zeroization. FIPS allows for key zeroization of keys stored in volatile memory via power cycling. NDCPP requires active overwrite, so you have to be careful about these things. And then I would say the biggest gain is functional testing. If I do testing for common criteria, which is very functional-based testing, I cover a significant portion of the functional operational testing that I have to do for FIPS. Take a networking device. If I'm testing it against NDCPP, I would have to test for SSH, HTTPS, TLS, IPsec, syslog, authentication, crypto, algorithm testing, key zeroization. All of this is completely relevant when you do your FIPS testing. So you or your lab should not be testing it twice. This is a guesstimate, 20 to 25% efficiency. I thought about, you know, going in, looking at the requirements and mapping how much real efficiency is, but I ran out of time. But this is, my gut call is about 20 to 25% efficiency that can be gained in running FIPS and CC in parallel. Okay, so like the idea. So how do you go about doing this? And I have 5 minutes, so I'll quickly run through this. You have to plan correctly. Gather certification requirements. Even if you do not intend to certify against all these standards up front, talk to your sales teams, talk to your product marketing teams, not only in the territory that you operate in, but globally. Figure out which certification standards a given product needs to meet to be sold into the widest range of markets. Gather them. Does not mean you are committing to doing that certification, each of those certifications, but at least you know what is the sample set. Maybe you realize that, hey, if I do, you know, FIPS here, I can meet the Japanese crypto requirement as well. So if you have the information, you know what you are up against. Ideally, do a gap analysis, combined gap analysis of the certification standards that you are going to take up to do an evaluation. Doing it in a combined manner ensures that you are catching those edge cases. If you were to do, going back to the key zeroization, if you did only the FIPS gap analysis, you say, oh, you know, keys in memory, your lab or consultant say, yeah, don't worry about that, just power cycle and they'll be zeroized. You say, yeah, I'm good there. Then in comes, you know, you get done with FIPS, and then in comes your common criteria consultant and says, no, you have to actively zeroize it. So now you don't only have to go and change it, you have to do certification for common criteria, but guess what? You did a FIPS relevant change, so you have to go back and do a recertification for FIPS. So ideally, do a combined gap analysis. Identify, once you've done the gap analysis, you have a great idea of what needs to be done to make your product compliant. Work with your product team. Say that, hey guys, I know you have limited time. What can you get done within this time? This is the target that sales team is looking for. What all can we get done? They'll always lowball you. So try and push them to get more and more in. I can't stress enough, when you create your schedule, use your general availability FCS, first customer ship date, as your central poll for your schedule. Sales hates it when a new version comes out and they cannot sell it. So your goal should be to complete certification as close to your GA date as possible. For common criteria, you can get it done against protection profiles. You can get it done with, if you plan correctly, potentially within 4 to 6 weeks of GA. For FIPS, it could take up to 2 to 3 months. But if you know your GA date, you know exactly what you need to do prior to that and what will happen post that. Ensure that your lab or the consultant you're working with has the skills, has the people who are cross-trained on the standards that you want to certify against. Ideally, go with one set. It makes things easier. But the lab / consultant should be running these efforts as one effort. They should not be looking at it as, I'm certifying this widget for FIPS, certifying the same widget for concrete. I'm going to have completely different teams. You vendor, coordinate between my teams. It has happened in the past. Do not let that happen. And have coffee. So common pitfalls. I know everyone, lot of people in this industry are type A personalities, but do not be over ambitious. Start small. Start with the known set. Start with the set of certification standards that you are comfortable with, something that will get you the widest market penetration. And then build on those lessons learned. Ensure you have resource availability. If you are the only person learning certification, to do anything more than two certification efforts might be difficult. So check on your resource availability. One of the common pitfalls is that you find an issue, you're running certification efforts in parallel, things seem to be going great, and then suddenly a policy changed or you missed a requirement, and now that certification effort starts dragging down all your other efforts. So be careful about that. Have contingency plan that, hey, if something goes awry for FIPS, I can peel that off and continue with my other efforts. So have those contingency plans in place. Alignment and buy-in from product teams. I cannot stress this enough. If your product team is not bought in, they will just look at this as extra busy work. They will not be partner in this. So get alignment, get buy-in. Show them where the efficiencies are. Show them how it saves them money, time, and effort. So key takeaways. Planning with any certification effort, if you've been through any, you'll know that planning makes a huge difference. Plan properly, start small, and build on the success. FIPS and CC alignment worked really well, especially when you're doing protection profile-based evaluation. As I mentioned, there's a lot of efficiencies to gain. Start there and see whether you can add in UCAPL, where you can add in country-specific certifications. As certain countries have crypto requirements that align well with what you do for FIPS. Entropy assessment, something that Australia ASD looks at. So you can use that. You can reuse what you created for FIPS or CC. Product team buy-ins. Work with partners who have that same worldview, who understand you're not running different certification efforts. Yes, they are different certification efforts, but on the same product. So make sure you're gaining efficiencies there and have contingency plans in place like everything else. How did I do in time? Questions? After that break. Thank you, everyone.
All right, thanks everyone. We're now into our next break for 20 minutes. The sessions and tracks will resume at 20 to 3. Thank you.